So much more first take still to come. Is Dak now the best quarterback in football? That might be the debate of the year between the playmaker and Stephen A. Plus so much more football to break down. Keep it locked right here on First Take.
One of the greatest returns in sports history. Tom Brady back in New England.
I'm not going to be thinking about 20 years of history.
If they know anything about me, they're going to know that I'm going out there to try to win the football game.
And he is in the history books, the all-time career passing leader.
Throws it, caught by Henry at the 2 for a Patriots touchdown!
At halftime, Tampa Bay trails New England.
Where you go back and forth with the greatest of all time, pretty damn impressive.
Tampa Bay has taken the lead.
And now Nick Folk will come out.
Oh, the goal post!
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to leave Foxborough with a win.
A 20-year reunion, GOAT versus GOAT. TB12 didn't throw a single touchdown pass, and his team's 19-point scored were its lowest output in a game this season, but they still got the two-point win, dropping New England to 1-3. Michael, I want to ask you this. Even though the Patriots lost, did it still feel like a win, playmaker, for Bill Belichick?
Absolutely. Oh, my God, absolutely. It was an absolute win for Bill Belichick. You know, we make this comparison, even though it's not apples to apples comparison, who won when Tom left and went on to Tampa Bay, and he won a Super Bowl, and then Bill didn't make the playoffs, and they said, oh, Tom. But this was a head-to-head matchup. And it's not where it's quarterback and quarterback. These guys were actually going against one another. It was Tom Brady going up against that defense that Bill Belichick put on the field and that he called. And I mean, all of those guys on that defense stepped up and played for him. Tom Brady had zero touchdowns in the first half. Zero touchdowns. Now, before last week, they had scored like 10 straight games of scoring at least 30 straight points. Now, the Rams held them 24. Zero touchdowns in the first half. Man, and then he took a rookie quarterback who had only -1 yard rushing and played this thing to the end with that rookie quarterback who outplayed Tom. Completion percentage, Tom was 51, he was 75. Yards, 269 to 275. Tom had zero touchdowns, zero interceptions. This man had two touchdowns, one interception. 101 passer rating, Tom only 70 passer rating. Absolutely, Bill Belichick won, and he made a statement, stop talking that noise, that I am not the GOAT of what I do, because I took the GOAT of quarterbacks and made him look like that. Absolutely, Bill.
Well, see, to me, I'm going to get a bit more specific and say why I feel that Bill Belichick wakes up this morning looking a lot better than we realize. Let's understand that this is an 8-time champion. The man has 6 Super Bowl titles as a head coach and 2 as a defensive coordinator. And we sat here literally, all of us throughout the media, across the nation, everybody was talking about, was it really about Tom? Was it really about Bill Belichick? I mean, Bill Belichick's only 36-30 without Tom Brady. What has he done? Okay, this is what they say, okay? And they were talking about that. And then they talked about his truculent personality, or a bit stoic, more so than truculent and what have you. They brought up things of that nature. They talked about Tom Brady departing from New England, how Bill Belichick didn't meet with him face-to-face. You harped on how disrespectful it was and how Tom Brady deserved better. All of this stuff was being said. Bill Belichick had nothing to say. He went out there, and then we looked at the Bucs team. Even though they didn't have Rob Gronkowski, none of us brought that up. They did not have Rob Gronkowski because we know Tom Brady would have utilized him, particularly.
But we didn't know that when we talked about it on Friday.
I know that, but what I'm saying is they didn't have Rob Gronkowski in those weather conditions on very familiar turf because he was there for a few Super Bowls himself and played in New England all of those years. So he would have definitely been able to adapt to that situation. I feel bad for Antonio Brown because I know under normal circumstances, I think he would have made that catch for the touchdown late in the game that would have closed the deal. Having said all of that, the reality is that we've seen Tom Brady have games better, have better games before. We've seen Tom Brady struggle before. We've never seen him look confused.
Yeah.
And last night, he looked confused. And to know that you coached a guy for damn near 20 years, coached him for 20 years, okay? And everybody, and I even brought this up Friday. I said, excuse me, everybody talking about, you know, Tom Brady, you know, Bill Belichick's coming and what have you. Did anybody take into account the fact that Tom Brady's been playing for this man? And no matter what you try to do, you ain't going to be able to throw a wrinkle into the equation because Tom Brady is going to figure it out. When you rave about Tom Brady, you don't talk about just his ability. You talk about his brilliance because he controls everything. He sees everything coming. He's 3, 4, 5 steps ahead of the competition, et cetera, et cetera. All right? We saw that, okay? And last night, the brother looked confused sometimes.
Right.
And if there's anything that is a testament to the greatness of Bill Belichick, if you can confuse Tom Brady, not just confuse Tom Brady because of his greatness, but because you coached him for 20 years and you could still find it to confuse him, that just shows me the brilliance of Bill Belichick right there.
Right, and it's confusion after confirmation. Let me tell you what I mean by that, because people will be on Twitter, Stephen, what do you mean look confused last year? Yeah, last year he was in a new offense. He was in a whole new offense. He was learning new players in a new offense. Mm-hmm. But confused after confirmation, he has that offense down now. He went and won a Super Bowl with it. So now he has it in his spirit and grafted in his spirit. He knows where his outlets are. He knows where everything is. And Bill Belichick took it all away. I mean, he changed up who he was doubling. You saw Tom trying to get through reads, and then to see Tom like that was absolutely, it was incredible. It was hard to stop watching. I just kept watching, and I kept waiting. I kept waiting on the bus out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, they'll pull away soon.
Mm-hmm.
They'll
come
back. They'll pull away. They'll do something and go.
Because he always does.
And he always does.
Especially even in the fourth, yeah.
But he did. But he did not. And we're sitting here saying, and I'm not so sure, and I won't confirm it because I hear everybody saying, well, if Tom had got the ball back with 50 seconds.
I'll confirm it.
No,
I don't know why you wouldn't.
That's ridiculous, though. Even though they gave him his 50th game-winning drive in that game last night.
Mike Irvin.
If he had gotten that ball back with 50 seconds, we cannot confirm that he was going to drive that ball down.
You keep talking this blasphemy. You keep talking this blasphemy. Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start calling you the playmaker. I'm going to start calling you Michael. You keep starting this nonsense. Let me tell you something right now. Listen. I understand where you're coming from, but you're trying to tell me with 59 seconds left, this is Tom Brady, all I need is a field goal.
Right.
You're trying to tell me that, you know what, you were questioning whether or not he'd get them in field goal range?
As badly as Tom wanted a field goal, Tom wanted to come in here and drop a 50 burger on you. Tom couldn't.
I understand that. A field goal. Tom Brady needed a field goal. That's almost the equivalent of Tom Brady needing a couple of first downs to seal a deal in an NFC Championship game, which is why Matt LaFleur should never be able to live that down.
He couldn't get a field goal in the first half. I'm sure he wanted one in the first half. He didn't like touchdowns.
Oh, please.
He couldn't get any of that.
They weren't punting the ball well. Special teams played with shoddy.
Bill did an incredible job.
He moved the target on Tom. Once Tom get a target,
I'm giving credit for that.
Michael, how big was not having a Gronk there?
Hey, listen.
Oh, really? You stuttering?
Well, I don't think not having Gronk was as big as last week not having Antonio Brown. Now, you see what I'm saying? So you had Antonio Brown this time. I said that last week. That's why
this is where he's inconsistent. I got you now. This is where he's inconsistent. And this is where Michael got to be exposed, okay?
Let me tell you. Let me give you a reason why.
Go ahead.
Let me give you a reason why. Where is Gronk dangerous? In the red zone.
Yeah.
They wasn't getting there. They didn't score a touchdown.
Hold on.
Where's Gronk made his bone in the red zone?
And Belichick would have been all over him, yeah.
Is it beyond the realm of comprehension that Rob Gronkowski would have helped him get to the red zone?
I understand what you're saying.
All right, then stop it. You know you ain't making a sense. Here's the deal. Rob Gronkowski, excuse me, you're throwing in between the numbers. You got somebody that you can throw the football to in those situations, particularly if you're Tom Brady, that's going to help.
Not only that.
You got somebody else that Bill Belichick would have had to pay attention to. You've got somebody for Tom Brady to throw the ball to in short yarded situations. There's a plethora of things that come into play that says that, especially against his former team, because Tom Brady wasn't the only one who used to play for the Patriots. There was also Rob Gronkowski. That would have helped immensely. Yeah. Now make no sense what you're saying.
Molly said something. What? Bill would have fixed that. Bill nose tall trying to throw inside out.
They would have been double-teaming him. That's the only reason why he's making that big of a deal.
Rob Gronkowski with Antonio Brown on the field.
No doubt. I'm telling you how important Antonio Brown is. But what you're trying to tell me is, if Rob was there, this
wouldn't
have
happened. Okay, so basically what everybody at this desk is saying is Belichick won last night. Even though he lost, they won. Everyone's agreeing on that.
Yes.
See if we agree.
And Tom was trying to say, it's tough to win in here. I see why. No, Tom, just say, Bill is great.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Dak Prescott continued his strong start to the season yesterday as the Cowboys took on the Panthers. Dak led the boys to victory with 4 TD passes against the NFL's top defense as Dallas took home the W 36-28. So through 4 games this season, Dak ranks top 5 in completion percentage, touchdown passes, touchdown interception ratio. Playmaker Michael Irvin, is Dak the best quarterback in the NFL at this moment?
Simply the best. That's one of my favorites. Simply the best. That's what he.
I can't sing, so I won't even know.
But we can try to sing.
But we knew what
when it
was.
Comes to Dak like this here. Simply the best, man. You that completion percentage.
Yep.
That saying, not like Ben Roethlisberger and those other guys we just talked about, that I'm placing the ball right where I'm supposed to place it, and my guys are doing what they're supposed to do with it. Dak, he had back-to-back games of 130 passer ratings. We always talk about people throwing the ball and throwing the ball all over the field. But it's about the efficiency in which you throw the ball. And can you become any and everything I need you to become to win a football game? I made the statement a little while ago, years ago. I said this man right here is the most like Tom Brady we have in the National Football League. And that's Dak Prescott. He can win any kind of way he needs to win a football game. He can do it late. He can beat you. He can beat you throwing the ball all over the field. He can just lead his group and raise his group. He is a leader, the emotional leader from the quarterback position. People, let me tell you something. Out here, we always want to make a quarterback the leader. We anoint them leaders, but everybody doesn't want it. But the very few know the power of that position. Dak Prescott, the Tom Brady's, and they know how to pull people together and make people play for him. That's why you're hearing names like you never heard before. And remember ye this. It's the same thing we used to have with Tom Brady. Who? What receiver was that? Who is Cedric Wilson right there catching a touchdown? You don't remember seeing all these things with Tom Brady when he was coming up. You know why? Because Tom knows how, what I told Dan, to reach down inside a kid and pull out his king. And Dak has that same ability. All those players that come around, the Schultz, the Jarwins, he can reach inside those kids and pull out their king. He's not just great shoulders down. He's great shoulders up. And he's great right in the middle, right there in the heart. That's why people play for him. And you need that in the National Football League. That's why I say he's the most like the GOAT in the National Football League. And now his play is matching it. Absolutely. Simply the best.
That is ridiculous. Oh, please. Listen, man. Listen. I like that. Dak could play, but come on, man, the way Kyler Murray is looking right now. Last time I checked, Kyler Murray completed 76% of his passes. Last time I checked, they're undefeated. The Dallas Cowboys are not. Now, you want to sit up there and you want to look at the Dallas Cowboys. You played against the Super Bowl champions. You played against the Chargers.
Yeah, they played better teams.
I understand all of that. But listen, I saw what the Arizona Cardinals did to the Los Angeles Rams. I know what I saw yesterday. I know what I saw them do against Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and the crew. I know what I saw that yesterday. I see a guy that's an ultimate dual threat. If it were not for Lamar Jackson, you have any idea what we'd be saying about Kyler Murray in terms of his ability to make plays with his legs? There's no denying that. And then we look at A.J. Green. Then we look at DeAndre Hopkins. Now we look at all the weapons that Dallas has. Guys wide open. We got, again, Gallup's been out. But you have Amari Cooper. You do have CeeDee Lamb.
Right.
I like this kid Cedric Wilson as well. All right, look at the dual tight ends, Blake Jarwin, Schultz. Both of them got about five touchdowns. You got weapons all over the place. I give you that. And then obviously with Kellen Moore's play calling, they deserve a lot of credit. But what I'm saying to you is this. When you look at Kyler Murray and the way that brother has been balling, excuse me, he ain't got Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard in the backfield along with those weapons in the middle and wide out behind it, you know, behind the number. The bottom line is this, outside the numbers rather, but bottom line is this, Arizona, with all the weapons that they have, don't have the weapons that the Dallas Cowboys have and still look what Kyler Murray is doing. You got to be kidding me. This is the pom-poms. This is where you wearing the blue and white pom-poms. That's what you're doing. It's not enough for you to sit up there and I have the temerity, the unmitigated goal to sit up there and talk about, sit there, you know what, Dak Prescott is big time. The closest to the GOAT? Are you really with Aaron Rodgers? Playing. Aaron Rodgers is playing. And Aaron Rodgers didn't retire. You brought up Derek Carr. All right? I ain't going to even go that far. But I'm just saying, I'm looking at the names here. You're Kyler Murray. You got Aaron Rodgers. You sit up there, and Josh Allen ain't been anything to sneeze at since they lost opening day because Buffalo is doing their thing up there in the AFC, okay? We've got Lamar Jackson still playing. All right? We look at Patrick Mahomes. You got Derek Carr. You got Justin Herbert. And you sit there with a straight face, and you're going to sit up there the closest to the GOAT?
And you won't one of them over Dak Prescott.
I'm going to catch a heart attack. Are you telling me I want to take
Patrick Mahomes
or Aaron Rodgers?
You got a squiggly
hair mess.
You got the audacity.
You ain't taking nobody over that.
Listen to me. The question.
Squiggly hair.
You have the audacity to talk about somebody's hairdo? Are you kidding me? You talking about Aaron Rodgers' hair? Have you looked in the mirror? All I asked you to do was get a trim. I didn't even ask you to cut it. You got a damn slope. I mean, what the hell are you trying to do? You're trying to be the black Elvis? I mean, what the hell is going on?
That's the slope the Cowboys take it to the Super Bowl.
Excuse me.
Right there. Right on to that Super Bowl.
Excuse me. Are you sitting here? I just want it for the record, Molly. I just want it for the record. And I can't believe you let me get away.
I'm very entertained right now.
Are you telling me? Are you telling me?
No.
You would take Dak Prescott over Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes right now?
I'm taking Dak Prescott over any and everybody.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking Dak Prescott right now, dog.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, dog.
You've got to be crazy.
And maybe,
really?
Maybe because I know him more.
Oh, really?
I don't know. What we're talking about, and it's not just he plays the Cowboys. Listen, this dude's a different dude, man. I spent enough time around this dude. This is different. You don't get this at the quarterback position. That's why I place it next to Tom Brady. Tom Brady is always about his truth. After Tom won that first Super Bowl, I never remember. I remember coming up to me one time. He asked me, he said, how'd you guys win? How'd you guys win multiple Super Bowls? I said, don't ever walk behind or in front. Always walk with your guys. Mm. I never see, he took it to heart. That's what he is, man. Mm-hmm. The moment when I'm with him, I feel like I want to go catch a pass for him.
So he's a leader.
He's that kind of guy. He pulls it out of you. Aaron Rodgers is not going to give me that.
There's tape.
I got at least 53 different guys.
There's tape. Are you trying to say you never want to catch the ball from Aaron Rodgers?
I love Aaron Rodgers. All right, I ain't then. Seen that.
All right, that ain't our conversation right now.
You
ask
me, will I take it over Dak Prescott right now?
You would take Dak Prescott
I'm taking Dak over
everybody.
I'm sorry, I'm taking Dak over everybody.
You know what? You
because I know what it takes, y'all.
I know what it takes. You know what it takes. I know what it takes. I got 2 eyes. I got 2 eyes.
I want you to have.
Listen, Dak Prescott's impressive. He ain't never been those dudes. He ain't never been those dudes. You need to stop. Oh, you need to stop it right now.
All they have on him is time. He's moving
time.
To that right
what the
now.
Hell do they have Patrick Mahomes get? Patrick Mahomes, okay, he's a senior citizen.
Patrick's a bad boy.
He's a bad boy.
Patrick's a bad boy. Nobody's taking anything from Patrick. Nobody's taking anything from Aaron Rodgers. But I'm taking Dak Prescott. I don't know if I knew another language I could say it in. I'll say that. I'll say it that way because obviously you hear me with your mouth gate and not your ear gate, and that's the divine apparatus God gave you to listen with is your ear, not your mouth. I'm telling you, I'm
God
taking
gave you
Dak
two
Prescott.
Ears, Stephen A.
The Dak divine Prescott. Apparatus that God gave me.
Two ears, one mouth,
or whatever. Yeah. I recall being quiet while you said it. I just couldn't believe you said it, okay? Which means I heard you correctly, but I couldn't believe my ears that God
well, we
blessed me
tape.
With. And I'm sitting here right now. I just had my hearing checked. It was great.
Really?
Oh, yes, I take care of myself,
that's
baby.
Good.
The bottom line is this. I'm sitting there and I'm listening to you say this drivel. I mean, you're going to pay for this. You're going to pay for this. This is the ultimate form of blasphemy. The best quarterback. You want to take anybody
okay,
over that
one
last thing that I say this so you really understand. I love when we talk about Patrick Mahomes because his ability to excite us with the big plays.
Because he produced.
And he produces. But he's been producing, and it's all big plays. When you're talking about being able to walk a ball up the football field, consistently walk a ball up the football field. If they take away those big
like
plays,
dog,
I'm taking
Stephen,
Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott can consistently boop,
okay.
Walk a ball.
He got about 12 different weapons.
That's why he's walking.
I'm just saying.
Weapons you never heard of.
Other dudes are doing it without the weapons he has available, but you'd still take him over there?
But see, this is the whole thing. This is what killed me. This is what people used to say. Y'all had an all-pro defense offensive line. They weren't all-pro when we got there. We built that. We made that.
That was 30 years ago.
So Dak Prescott is building that. He is making that. He is going towards that.
He's making lemonade. But seriously, I need to clean your glasses. It's driving me nuts. Jerry Jones said,
I give you credit.
Thank
with
you, I appreciate it.
Clean a glass while I
clearly now, right
while I'm blessed with this knowledge.
Now.
Don't make me sick,
you can see clearly
that's
now. Really?
One, like.
Why are you wearing a glass? You damn well can't see clearly. You can't see clearly. No, you can't. No, you can't. The bottom line is this, man. All you're doing is living up to that damn promise you made to Jerry Jones. That's all you're doing.
Oh, my gosh.
The bottom line is, I'm going to represent the Cowboys. I'm going to represent Cowboys. That's what you're doing. Because there's nothing but blasphemy coming out of your mouth. No, nothing but blasphemy coming out of your mouth.
Okay. I got it.
It's ridiculous.
Y'all thought y'all were going to have me here every Monday and get a hammer and come upside my head. You thought the Cowboys were going to give me a butter knife to come into this bazooka fight, right? But they gave me a bazooka, and I'm in this fight with the bazooka because the Cowboys are playing great. That's all we're saying right now. Y'all can put that hammer away because I am the hammer, and everybody else will be the nail.
Not this way.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
The Chiefs got back to their winning ways yesterday. Showtime Mahomes threw 5 TDs against the Eagles, including 3 to Tyreek Hill, pulled in 11 catches for 168 yards. Now, after dropping their opener to the Steelers, the Bills have rattled off 3 straight victories in impressive fashion over the course of the last 3 games. The Bills have outscored opponents 118 to 21. A lot of teams looking impressive yesterday. But Stephen A., who is the best team in the AFC? I feel like we've been so focused on the NFC this show.
Well, listen, I'm gonna look at 2 teams. I'm going to look at the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to look at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm still going to do that. Mm-hmm. It damn sure ain't going to be the Raiders. I can tell you that much. Mm. I ain't there yet. I said what I said, and I didn't say, well, I'll be at the game tonight. That's why you see them charges. You see them sitting there.
That's why you're wearing this.
I'm not going to wear this tonight. I'm going to wear white for the football game. You see the charges giving me shout-outs, right? You see the charges. Listen, let me tell you something right now. The Chargers want to put the world on notice that they a team in L.A. When the Dallas Cowboys showed up once upon a time, when there been no Chargers fan in. Now it's like a 60-40 split in so far. They say 60-40. Yeah. You'll go with 70-30. Either way you slice it, it's an improvement compared to what it used to be. So they want to make noise and want to show the world that if we win football games, L.A. will support us. Excuse me, you got Cowboy fans, Steelers fans, Packers fans, all these other people before you even think about the Chargers or the Rams here in L.A. They trying to change that. We shall see. I'm in the house tonight, the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm coming to the fire. So far. Somebody told me so far was going to be so fly because they say the Cowboys going to be there. Ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen, okay? But I will tell you that the way Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills are looking, right now, I would definitely give them an edge since their opening day snap four against the Steelers. They've been balling, got two shutouts on the season thus far this year, even though that ain't saying much considering who they were going up against. And then, obviously, I got to look at the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't ignore that. That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, and I like the Bills, man. And the Chiefs are always going to be there because Patrick Mahomes is there. And he's a bad boy, even though that defense is giving up a lot right now. But I like what I see with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Let's be real. Derek Carr, who went into this weekend leading the league in passing yards, Derek Carr is playing lights out football.
Yeah.
This team, I know everybody loves the Kansas City Chiefs, but this team was built in the image and likeness of the Kansas City Chiefs. And they have some of the abilities to do the things that the Kansas City Chiefs do.
Okay.
And with Darren Waller is a bad dude, man. We can put him up there with Travis Kelce. We can put him up there with George Kittle. And now the way they are designing plays, and honestly, Derek Carr really lives on him a little bit too much. You know, the way they're designing plays and getting the plays up the field, man, I love what the Raiders are doing. Josh Jacob, he didn't even hit his full stride
yet.
He's been hurt. When he gets back, Ruggs knocking it off the top, going up top, trying to be the Tyreek Hill for the Raiders. This is an explosive, explosive team that can score with you, and I think we'll have a better run game when it totally gets healthy than those teams you're talking about in the AFC. It's just a matter of Derek Carr and Ruggs consistently doing their part. All the pieces are in place because the Raiders to be right there.
Let me tell you something about the Raiders, man. I'm loving the fact that I'm going to go to the game tonight, you know, because I want to see what the Raiders are made of. Let me remind you that the Raiders opened the season against the Baltimore Ravens. Fantastic, fantastic opening night in Vegas,
no doubt about it.
The Reliance Stadium is spectacular. I'm looking forward to being inside. I've obviously seen it from the outside on several occasions. I'm looking forward to being inside that bad boy tonight. Yeah. But then we have lamented the Pittsburgh Steelers, have we not? The state of affairs going on with the Pittsburgh Steelers, how they're so depleted offensively because of their aging quarterback, because of their suspect offensive line, puts more pressure on the defense. Now, keep in mind, when Derek Carr came to Pittsburgh to go up against them, T.J. Watt was out, Highsmith was out. You had about four or five different dudes with groin injuries. I don't know what the hell that's about, but that's what was happening in Pittsburgh, okay? So that was a problem. All right, that's who Derek Carr and them went up against. And then last week, they go up against the Miami Dolphins, whose offense is putrid, and almost lost that game 31-28, okay? So let me say this to you. I'm looking at Derek Carr. He's completing about 64.7% of his passes, got six touchdowns, two interceptions. I mean, it's decent. You know what I'm saying? He ain't embarrassing himself. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not great. It's pretty good, okay? So I'm looking at it. I'm like, well, show me what you got tonight against the top three passing attack led by Justin Herbert. Show me what you got tonight at SoFi against Keenan Allen and the crew. Show me what you got tonight against a divisional opponent. All right,
the divisional opponent.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
What's your beef with the Raiders?
Check the deal? Why I got to have a beef? Why can't I? Excuse me. You've been working with me for 5.5 years. You know, I call it like I see it. This is how I feel. I ain't faking it. This is what I believe.
All I'm saying is,
listen, Ruggs can ball. Waller can ball. We all know that. Okay.
He doesn't believe in the quarterback.
Renfro, I like him. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do against a quality opponent like the Chargers tonight at SoFi and okay. then come back and see me. Because I'm predicting they lose this game. Let me be very clear. I'm predicting the Raiders go lose this game.
Okay.
I'm predicting that.
Guess what? We'll be back here tomorrow, right. and we'll chat about
that's
it.
That's right.
And we'll see how things stand.
Okay.
Trust me,
how about
man.
That?
We'll revisit it.
All right,
it.
Let's do that.
All right.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right, how about that? Congratulations on your Giants, by the way. I was so touched.
Both New York teams won. You should represent the New York teams. Yeah. Daniel Dimes looked very good.
All right, whatever.
Bet everything I've said so far since I've been here, I'm batting 1,000.
Wow.
I don't know, man. But
I don't know
that's
how.
What I do.
I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Everything I've seen.
I actually can't think of one take. One take has been wrong.
Right.
Try to think of one of his takes
right.
that has
come on,
been
come
wrong.
Come on, what's up?
Well,
come on.
Take a commercial break.
I'll give you 4 minutes. I got to go to break. You try to think of one bad take from Michael.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
Quick takes, let's go. Here we go. Michael, Jimmy G went out of the game against the Seahawks. It looks like it's a calf. Trey Lance came in, threw two TDs. Should the Niners stick with Trey Lance moving forward?
I think Jimmy G still gets that start. I mean, he's so much experience in there. You're still trying to bring Trey Lance along now. I know he's hurt. Mm-hmm. As long as he's hurt, you got to play Trey Lance. But when he's hurt, he should be the starter.
Yep, when he's back.
When he's back.
Of course. Stephen A., the Jets and Giants both got overtime wins for their first victories of the season yesterday. New York, stand up. Mr. Smith, who had the better win, my New York football Giants or those Jets?
I loved what the Jets did, loved how Zach Williams did, but I'm going to go with the Giants. And the reason I'm going to go with the Giants is because Daniel Jones looked pretty good. You were on the road in New Orleans, and even though their offense doesn't look the same without Drew Brees, they've come crashing down to earth over the last few weeks. The defense was supposed to be real enough, and this offense showed up, and Saquon Barkley showed up as well.
For sure. I couldn't hear you. Who looked really good?
The Giants.
Okay, thanks.
That is hard for
Michael, Matt Nagy has come out and reiterated that Andy Dalton, I'm tired of this topic now, who's the quarterback? Yeah. Andy Dalton is the starter of the Chicago Bears when healthy.
And that is absolutely the right decision to make, Matt Nagy. You stick with it. Don't let them push you into any other decision, especially what I'm worried about. And I know Andy Dalton is out also, but these next competition, the next competition that he has to face in Las Vegas, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, those teams can score points. So that's going to be tough on the young man. So, yes. Put Andy Dalton back in there.
All right, let's get back to Sunday Night Football in Foxborough. This morning on WEEI, Bill Belichick had this to say about whether the media and fans have blown his relationship with Brady out of proportion. Quote, I don't know what everybody else thinks. I know what my relationship is with Tom. It's been great for 20 years. So obviously we have been dissecting this leading up to this big game. But both men, however, have been nothing but complimentary to one another. Do you think it has been overblown, Michael?
I get to speak on this. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, absolutely. Are you joking? You guys are, this is, when I hear this stuff, man, this blows my mind. This blows my mind. These guys, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they just produced the greatest sports dynasty we've ever seen. How difficult it is to win a Super Bowl. They win six Super Bowls in that 20-year span that they are together. And we do this all the time here in America here as people when we look back on some great historical moment and some great historical things that have happened, and then we want to judge and measure how it went down, even after we've seen the results of it. Like, are you joking? The man clearly says he doesn't want any friends. He only wants wins. Why you want to make him a friendly dude? Bill, you ever watch that piece between Bill and Bill when they're sitting there? Bill Parcells says, when I told Mr. Kraft, this man ain't about friendship. He's about wins. So don't come back and try to change him to appease you or anybody else or Tom Brady or nobody else. Tom Brady should be happy how he is. He made Tom Brady who he is. So stop it, people. Stop it. You couldn't do it. He did it. Don't come back and talk about the way he did it. He didn't do anything illegal. Stop it and move on. It's absolutely overblown.
You know, it's moments like this that I love this because my Molly, just sit back and relax.
Okay.
While I pick this brother apart. The playmaker, Michael Irvin, may I ask you a question? When Jerry Jones got rid of Jimmy Johnson, was there anything illegal about that?
No.
Talking about?
No.
But it didn't stop you from picking up a garbage can and throwing it.
Right.
When the cameraman was trying to take footage of you, the camera's rolling. And Michael Irvin, a two-time Super Bowl champion at the time, took the garbage can up and threw it. He was so frustrated. Why were you frustrated? Because guess what? This all-world receiver destined for the Hall of Fame, who came on the Dallas Cowboys when they were nothing, when they were dregs, okay? I mean, the days of Roger Staubach had long gone, okay? And this man arrived in Dallas with a 1-15 record. And that man, Jimmy Johnson, said, we gonna win here, who we need to get rid of. And Michael Irvin said, get rid of all of them. We ain't gonna win with them, okay? And help change the culture and formulate a championship environment for the Dallas Cowboys. You with Jimmy Johnson. And you watched Jerry Jones sit up there and said, you know what? I cannot get along with the coach. So the 53 of y'all who do, the hell with y'all. This is my team. Michael Irvin almost lost it. What I'm saying is this. I'm using that as an example because that was two rings.
Right.
Brady had six.
Correct.
With Bill Belichick.
Right.
When he walked out the door, didn't get a face-to-face. Prior to that, the inordinate amount of times he restructured his contract, took pay cuts, all of this other stuff. These are the things that happened. Tom Brady, more so than arguably any player in NFL history, could legitimately make the argument that my willingness to be a team player, not just my greatness as a quarterback, but my willingness to be a team player, to sacrifice dollars so you could use it because the NFL is a hard salary cap, so you could use those extra funds to go out and get me help. I made one sacrifice after another so you could win too. And this is how you repay me? It's clearly, that's why his daddy spoke. That's why his trainer, Alex Guerrero, spoke. All of this happened, Michael Irvin. So are you going to sit here with a straight face and say that the buildup to the game, the confrontation in Foxborough last night, before that game took place, all that buildup, you going to say it was overblown?
Overblown.
How?
Because the results says it was.
How?
The results, all it is.
What's the result?
God, I can't believe Bill did this.
Were they not going at each other?
But they won. Sometimes winning, it's not some easy, smooth path. Yeah, you got to grind people. And when y'all start talking about, how Bill should be, why Bill can't be more friendly with Tom Brady. Well, if Bill had been more friendly with Drew Bledsoe, maybe Tom Brady never gets the shot. You see what I'm saying? He was a cold-blooded coach. Wins. That's all he wants. Jimmy Johnson was a lot like that. Wins. If you want to be my friend, bring me wins.
That's different, though.
What's the difference?
Bill Belichick, you got to do it the right way. You can't win by luck. He's like a Larry Brown type. Win the right way. Play the right way. Do your job.
Right.
Don't just luck up. Now, Jimmy Johnson might have just said bottom line.
No. We won. And there is no win the wrong way. There's only one way to win, and that's to win. And that's exactly what we did, and that's exactly what they did. What I'm saying here, you can't pick and choose when you like the personality. when he was a cold-blooded cutthroat guy that got rid of Drew Bledsoe. They gave you the opportunity. Oh, that was okay. That was good.
Drew Bledsoe didn't win for him the way Tom Brady
won. Now, 20 years later, 15 years later, whenever the thing soured out, when everybody got in his Tom's ear and said, Bill shouldn't be treating you like this, Bill shouldn't be, and made it a bad situation. That's what happened with Jerry and Jimmy. People start getting in their ears and talking about, you should be getting more credit. You should be getting more credit. You should be. And it's the same thing that happened. So when you saw it that happened in New England, when you saw me through the trash can, I threw it saying that was a trash decision. That was a trash decision. And I didn't want Tom leaving, but he did leave. He did leave. But now for us to go back at Bill, after Bill produced what he did, the way he did it, and tell him, oh, you ain't the right way to do it. Stop it. Oh, that way, you weren't being nice. Stop. I don't care about nice. What Bill produced, sign me up for it as a player right now. You ain't got to say hi to me not one time. As long as them checks cash and we winning games, you ain't got to say hi to me not one time. Sign me up. That's the bottom line. It's about wins, man. Nobody's trying to be buddy-buddy. Stop that mess.
I'm not disagreeing with you about that. I get that. What I'm saying to you is this. Last time I checked, Tom Brady is a reigning, defending Super Bowl champion.
Yes.
You, Bill Belichick, thought that his best days were behind him. That's the reality. And so you're trying to tell me, because since you're a champion, a three-time champion, and a Hall of Famer.
Days are behind
excuse me. You've seen evidence of that?
Best days are behind him.
I'm just saying, have you seen evidence of that? I haven't seen that. I've seen the Super Bowl champion that's playing like one. They weren't in the case last night, but for the most part, the Tom Brady that showed up at age 44, that brother, and the one that showed up at 43, brother looked just as good as anybody,
I've seen much evidence of it. The evidence all over time, because age has never lost a match.
Man, maybe I saw the brother scrambling for first downs last night.
And that tells you how bad he wanted to beat Bill.
That's right.
He rushed for 6 yards on that first
Chargers,
down.
Chargers, Raiders tonight. Chargers are favored by 3 at SoFi. We know you're going.
They're going to hold the number. It's going to be over 3. The Los Angeles Chargers will beat the Raiders tonight 34-28.
How's Derek Carr going to look?
He on the guy. But it ain't going to be enough.
This is what Derek Carr has to do in this game like this, in these division games. He has to show up and show people that they are now in control of this division. Because right now, they are in control of this division. Mm-hmm. It starts tonight. And I say the Raiders absolutely win this game going away, actually.
They ain't going to be in control of this division. They're going to lose control tonight.
No, they'll win tonight. They'll win tonight.
Tonight.
I win tonight.
That's
the
just you, quarterback in silver and black.
The only person that might lose control tonight is you at SoFi.
I am batting 1,000% on this show right now.
I'm not going to be in the booth. Michael, I can't wait to see you next Monday.
I'll be in the suite.
You'll be with the fans. I'll be in the suite.